this in different types of emotional states, we access the energy in this world or in that world and what the difference is. So that requires a bunch of different explanation. But the good news is that, yes, it is explained in Tanya, and El Rebbe does explain it further in other discourses and so on, you know, what the four worlds. But for the purposes of this chapter, even if you don't know the difference between the four worlds, the thought that that's there is very powerful, and that's that if a person really tries their hardest and can't soar like an eagle, you feel like you're a turkey and you're not an eagle, Hashem says to you, you know what? Because you have tried your hardest, I will, presto changeo, I will make you into an eagle. And this is a big deal. In other words, you're no longer a chicken that can't fly, but now you're an eagle that can soar. So this is a very powerful statement the Gemara makes. And from the Gemara itself, it would seem as if we're just getting a little more reward or something like that. The Alter Rebbe says, no, this is a totally different sea change. It's a totally different relationship that Hashem is granting us by virtue of the fact that we're trying our hardest and we're actually doing the mitzvah. So we'll talk about that some more.